Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Last night, Bobby Wood Jr. hits a grand slam. We're all riding high, feeling good. Bobby hit another grand slam. You're like, okay, this is going to be a nice win. Magic number is going to be down to 7. Going to be 3.5 games up on Minnesota, still 5 up on Detroit, feeling good. And then, unfortunately, a similar story unfolded. And I guess, simply put, my biggest fear about the upcoming postseason for the Royals is pretty simple. I have this feeling of, like, it's a Final Destination movie. And the inevitability that is, I'm going to have to watch the Royals get knocked out of the postseason in 2.5-3 weeks when it's the starter does pretty good, but his pitch count gets a little high and he goes a little bit shorter than normal. And the Royals are up 3-2 in the fifth and are relying on 4 runs from the bullpen. And it's going to end 10-3. Like, I have a fear of impending doom with this team that when I watch them get knocked out of the playoffs, we're going to have to sit here on this show and say that it was for the one reason we all know it's going to be for: the bullpen.
Well, I mean, you could have said that exact same comment mid-June, and I think
I know, but I didn't know they were a playoff team for sure mid-June. It's like creeping up on me. It's like
I'm guessing
I cheated death once and it's never gonna last again.
I'm guessing there's a lot of people listening that are like, yeah, we've all kind of known that. I'm with you that if this team gets bounced at some point in the postseason, and of course, unless you think they're winning the World Series, that's going to happen. I think we know what the script looks like. I think every fan of any team knows how their team is likely to get eliminated. Yeah. It has been apparent, though, for a long time what the Achilles heel is for this club. It's no secret. It is, of course, the bullpen. So, yes, I would be very surprised if you told me they got bounced in the postseason and it wasn't a game in which the bullpen blew it. I would be more surprised than if you said it was a game in which, you know, the starting rotation only went 3 1/3 inning, and then that would be on the starters, not the bullpen in that scenario. So yeah, but that's true. I choose to just view it as like whoever they face, the Orioles. I'm sure their fans are like, oh, this is going to be what
our starting pitching is going to knock us out. Okay.
That's going to be the case for every team, especially in a year where no team is going to have is it still pacing where nobody's going to have 100 wins? I can't remember. I think we're not going to have a team with 100 wins in baseball. And if so, it'll be one. I think everybody's going to come up just a little short. 98, 99 wins. So
second wild card spot in the AL could get decided. Third wild card spot could be decided by 85 wins, 86 wins at this rate.
So there's a ton of flawed teams in baseball.
So you don't view it any different.
No.
But you do admit, like, you don't view it. It doesn't make you more feel for the postseason. But you're also, it sounds like you're like, you're just accepting fate. Like, you understand that if they get knocked out, yes, you're right, Cody. That will be the conversation.
Yeah, that would be how they get eliminated whenever that day comes. Again, unless you win the World Series, you're getting eliminated.
Like, I just keep, you know what it is that I'm always, like, searching for is there some secret answer that they could try instead, you know? MacArthur, he got hurt last night. He's got some, and hopefully he's okay, but he left with elbow pain. That's never a good sign. So he's probably,
I don't think there's a secret answer. I think it's playoff baseball is your hope, which is an unbelievable,
somebody just gets hot.
An unbelievable ride that we all know can happen in 14 and 15. Or last year, if you were a Diamondbacks fan, we're like heading in the postseason. There's not a single Diamondbacks fan realistically that thought their team was going to the World Series. And they almost won the World Series. They came up just short against the Texas Rangers. So that's what you're hoping for. It's not like a special surprise, a secret weapon. It's that you just hope that for 3.5 weeks, man, you just play some unbelievable baseball. And that's what the Tigers have already been doing right now. Hopefully that doesn't happen tonight, because you know Skubal's on the mound tomorrow. So you really need this one tonight if you're the Royals. You get your one of your best pitchers in Cole Reagans on the bump. You kind of need this one tonight, knowing who you're facing tomorrow.
I told you, the only way you open the door in Detroit having a chance to take this wild card spot away from you is if you let them sweep you. And today is a massive pitching matchup where the mismatch is firmly in your favor. It is Cole Reagans versus Casey Mize, a guy who's got an ERA near 5. So, yeah, go ahead and get the win tonight, Cole Reagans, and then we'll all feel better tomorrow.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.